Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Touchdown!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop.
With Co Growl.
Jazzy Ferguson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate.
So how's everybody's week been going so far?
My week's all right. Tiring, but it's good.
Yeah, one more day to the weekend.
Yep.
It's been a fast week so far, I feel like. But other than that, nothing really going on. I had to fill up on gas. That was bad.
Well, the gas price is kind of dropping.
A couple cent, but still costs an arm and a leg, it feels like.
Oh, yeah. And now it's time for our favorite segment, Red Fox Weekend Review.
On Tuesday, cross country had their first meet of the year. Both the boys and girls team won. Katie Nutt won first place for the girls, and Kevin McIntosh won first place for the boys.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review. Today we have a special guest with us, and he's an athletic director here at Hartsville High School, Coach Brad Boole.
Hey, it's good to be back on. Appreciate you inviting me.
Glad to have you back, too. So we got a few questions. What are your expectations of the athletic department this year?
To continue to improve and be better and better every year. We've done a lot of things over the last year, just trying to better our facilities, better our fields, continue to improve and do things that are better for our student athletes. We're trying to do some branding stuff and get some new things out and around, and just to promote our sports, all of our athletic teams, and all of our athletes as much as we can.
Do you have like a certain thing you do to try to get people to know more about what's going on?
So I try to get out as much as I can and just talk to people, because one of the hardest parts now that I'm figuring out is there's no Hartsville Messenger, which was the newspaper here that covered a lot of things. And so one of the biggest battles is you got people that use the computer and stuff all the time, so it's easy for them to find our information. And then you got the other generation that is basically all they want is hard copies of stuff, but there's nobody to give you a hard copy. So one of my biggest goals and what I'm trying to do the most is just get out and go take things. Like, we've got big old fall schedules that we've taken out to all these businesses and all these different places now. We're trying to do just more and more of getting things physically in people's hands, so that way they can see y'all and come see y'all compete. But that's one of the hardest things that I figured out last year, is that just getting information to people when it's being such a computer world, but there's still a lot of people that don't want to use computers. So,
what's your outlook on the program this year?
We were extremely successful last year, and I just hope to continue that outlook. We're in one of the toughest regions in the state, in my opinion, for 4A, Region 6. I call it the gauntlet for almost every sport, because when you got Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle, and all the Florence schools, and then us, I mean, it's some of the best teams in the state in every sport. And so with that, it takes a lot of hard work from our athletes, but I'm watching how much our teams are growing. Our participation is growing. Our girls' golf team now has like 10 golfers. Our tennis team had like 13 or 14 when last year, they were just smaller in number. And so our swim team, they have 10 swimmers this year. And so it's one of those things, as they can, our teams are continuing to grow. I feel like we're going to have better and better athletes. And then on top of that, it's going to be, continued success that the Red Foxes are used to.
Can you explain the outstanding qualities of a good athletic director?
I'm trying to figure those out myself. No, honestly, one of the biggest things has to be organization. If you see, I got this little yellow notepad, and I have it clipped because if I don't clip it, then I get on one of the other pages and I forget what I'm supposed to do today. But it's like a big checklist, and I just mark it off as I check things off. You know, a lot of things with on the athletics is budget. There's a lot of money stuff that goes on too, and so just being in tune with all the our accounts and all the things that we have to do financially, so that way, you know, we have the best for our student athletes. And so organization, being able to manage a budget, and then the other side of that is just you got to be willing to talk to people. I told y'all earlier, you know, I like to go, I'm trying to go out and see people more and do those type of things. But you know, my wife always jokes with me that she can't stand going out to dinner with me because I end up, you know, talking to a bunch of people just going to the restaurant. But to me, that's what it takes, is just being a cool person and wanting, because our community is amazing and the support they give us is amazing. I want people to know that we appreciate everything they're doing. And so it's just getting out and talking to people and making people excited about what y'all are doing here. You know, and, you know, I talked about it last year. This podcast is just another, just one more addition to just how great of our students we have here at Hartsville and what y'all are doing with it. So it's just trying to, I'd say those three main things, you know, as an athletic director, you got to really focus on those three things, and then everything else will kind of fall into place, hopefully.
And going into your second year of being an athletic director, what are some best experiences you have had?
I kind of said last year, but seeing everybody, you know, when before I became athletic director, I was a football coach and I was a baseball coach for a while, but, you know, coaching one sport, you know, dominate so much of your time because you put everything into that sport that I wasn't, you know, especially in the fall, you know, I wasn't able to go and see every, you know, see other sports as often as I wanted. But now I think one of the coolest things is I go ride the golf course and watch our golf team go and leave straight from there and go see a tennis match, you know, and I get to see it all in one day when a lot of people don't have that access. But I just get to see the great things all of our programs are doing. Because we have 17 different sports here. You know, 7 in the fall, 3 in the winter, and 7 in the spring. And so with that many teams, like it's just fun being able to get out and see everybody and be a part of it all. And to me, that's the best part of it.
What has been your best achievement so far?
Best achievement. I would say that, you know, the milestones last year was having state champions in wrestling and track. That was really cool to just watch them. You know, I had absolutely nothing to do with that because that, you know, that was their sport there and I didn't coach them or anything like that, but just to be a part of watching them, you know, win what everybody's shooting for, you know, the state championship was real exciting. I think as far as achievement, once it gets installed, you know, we're going to have a new video board at the football stadium. And we're putting up new signage and new things that we're doing. You know, like I said, we have put some graphics up on the locker rooms and just trying to continue to change the image. Those are things that I feel are extremely important. And just, again, trying to do those type of things, I would say are great achievements, even though, you know, I don't know how people measure it, but, you know, I don't necessarily measure teams' wins and losses as achievements for me. But it's just to watch how we're kind of growing as an athletic department and those things. So,
what was the most difficult situation you faced last year, and how did you handle it?
Good question. Good question. You know, everybody wants the best for their kid, their student athlete, their own child. So, I would say, you know, some of the hardest things is having to talk with parents. And, you know, parents that come in concerned about certain things and then just having to address it to where, you know, you support coaches, you support programs, but you also want the parents to know that we're doing what's the best for the children, like for their child and for our student athletes. And those are some really tough conversations because it's not always what the parent wants to hear or it's not always what the coach wants to hear because, you know, we do take it in and, you know, if there's a concern with a coach and you know, something can be adjusted. That's not an easy conversation, but in the end, you know, why do we do it? Well, we do it for our student athletes and that's who we got to focus on. And I would say last year there were some days I went home and just was like, told my wife, I said, you can have this job. Y'all can have it. Yeah. type thing. Just because again, it was tough to just be able to have to sit at a conference table and talk to someone about something they're very passionate about, but having to tell, you know, almost break bad news to them, you know, and this, and just tell them that it's going to have to be this way, or, you know, we want to see it change a little bit. And, you know, those aren't easy conversations.
What is one of your major focuses for this year?
For this year is continuing to improve our facilities. You know, our practice fields, you know, it's, we got to stay on top of those things so that way our players are proud of what they're playing on. And, you know, while our stadium is really nice, you know, and different game fields are really nice, it's one of those that you also want to be proud on what you're practicing on. You want to be proud of when you walk down the hallway, you get to see, you know, you're proud of what you get to see and what opponents or fans are coming in and seeing. And so we're just continuing to grow and try to really focus right now on our facilities and just improve those. And we have great facilities to start with, but just to continue to take them to the next level. And I always laugh, my college coach, so I played Division II baseball, but my college coach, whenever he did something that he really liked, he was like, yeah, that's the type of D1 stuff we do around here, you know. And but that's kind of what you want, that big-time feel, because – yeah, you know, that helps with confidence, but it also makes it where we stand out. You know, when people come, they're like, wow, you should have seen what it's like when we went to Hartsville, you know, and those are the things that we're trying to continue to improve and get better on.
What can you tell us about the Red Fox Athletics golf tournament?
Golf tournament. I'm glad you brought that up. Look at y'all. I hear you. It was September 10th. It's a 4-person captain's choice. So all ages, girls, boys, it doesn't matter. Everybody can play. Four-person captain's choice makes it where, you know, all four, you know, hit a shot. You take your, you know, they all pick and say, hey, that's our best shot. Let's play from there. And then everybody picks up and goes to it. It makes it for a lot of fun. And you know, it's $75 a person, but that includes like a goodie bag when you first get there. That includes lunch, you know, lunch and drinks on the course, you know, like waters and sodas and stuff while they're on the course. And then it's just, you know, all the proceeds go to the athletic department. There'll be a mulligan package, little deal that kind of help give a little bit of an advantage for teams to, you know, kind of cheat, you know, kind of cheat a little bit and get an extra stroke here and there just to have fun with it. Those are always fun. But last year was a really good time. And so this year, you know, we're trying to just extend off of that. We're hoping to have about 18 teams to play. But it's $75 a person, so $300 per team. You know, and there will be ladies tees, you know, for the women, and then senior tees for anybody, you know, that's, I think it's like 60 and older, get to play from there. But it's at the Hartsville Country Club, September 10th. You can register online, just like if you're going to buy a ticket for, say, like our football game tomorrow night. You'll see the football game, but then you'll also see the Red Fox Golf Tournament, you know, and you can click there, and that's where people can register and pay online to play. And other than that, it's fun. You know, I want our coaches to be out there, even if they're not playing, to be just hanging out, riding a golf cart, seeing people. You know, the purpose of the tournament is just to, again, continue to have fun and then, you know, hopefully make a little bit of money for the athletic department.
All right. We're going to put you on the spot here.
Uh-oh.
You have some very interesting coaches in the program. Top five coaches are the most entertaining to watch.
Well, if I could – am I allowed to show a video in here? So I'm going to tell you, one of them is your coach right there, Coach English. So he didn't know it, but last year I was across the gym from him, and I showed him the video later. That's why he's laughing, because he knows it. But if you watch Coach English during a game, like, he's only limited to about 20 feet of the sideline he's allowed to go, right? But when he goes up and down the sideline, he's jumping with everybody. He's up on his toes. He's trying to, like, you'll see him do this number, like trying to, like, he's defending too. And then he, you know, every shot, he, like, if it hits the rim, he does this. And then he'll go down, he'll turn around, he'll look at the bench real quick. And like the animation that he's able to do is just, I mean, it's absolutely entertaining. So I have a video literally for like 30 seconds where I was just, he has no idea, of course, until afterwards, but I was just across the court and just videoing him. Like, the play was going, you see it going back and forth in the gym, but I'm just videoing him, and it was hilarious. So I still have it, by the way. That's one of those I can pull out at any time, so careful, coach. So there's that one. Let's see, I would say our girls soccer coach, he's pretty entertaining. He's just a fireball type person, and he can get rolling a little bit on the sideline. And, he's just the personality for him. It's pretty fun to watch. Trying to think of other coaches. So, of course, you look at numerous assistant coaches on football, and they get all worked up, and, the way they jump off the sideline, or, the way they go to the bench and start hollering. I mean,
Coach Spell
is a very entertaining. I tell you, with wrestling, he's very entertaining too, because he gets into it on the side of the mat there. I asked him one time, I said, now all that yelling, because he's like yelling moves. He's not like yelling at the kids, but yelling moves. I said, but they're not like, you think they don't hear you? Like, you're so on. He's funny about it, because those wrestling coaches, they're like coach. They're on the side, like trying to, you'll see them doing all this, trying to get them to turn them over or something. I'll go with them right now. A few other coaches, they're just, I don't know, if I can see them at practice, I see a dip, but in the game, some of them are just like, they just sit back and they're just kind of there. But your top, I would say the top one is this coach over there, though.
I agree with that. Super good.
I know, too, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, and I tell you, last year was my first year experiencing it, is competition cheer. But the excitement of the coaches, because they have to, it's funny too, the rules of the different stuff. So they have to like sit in a chair in the corner. Like they can't get up. Like while y'all are doing y'all's actual routine, like they can't get up and do anything around the mat. Like they have to literally sit in the chair. And so y'all hit like a big stunt and they'll like fly out of the chair and start clapping like crazy. But then they sit right back down because they know that they can't do a whole lot more, or they could even get penalized, I think, points for it or something. But so the competitive cheer coaches, they can be pretty exciting and fun to watch too. So.
Anything you would want the Red Fox community to know about this year?
Yeah, come see us. And what I mean by that is like there's a lot of avenues now. Where football games are on the radio. Random people are Facebook live streaming. You can see it on the sideline, on the sideline, and someone's got their Facebook rolling. And while we're never going to stop them from doing that stuff, for all I know, they're just wanting to capture video. We have live stream that we have even through our Pixelot cameras and huddle cameras and stuff like that. But in saying that, an atmosphere is so much better when you're there in person. And, our student athletes really thrive off that energy of people in the stands. While it's great and convenient sometimes to be able to just watch it or hear about it later, be a part of what we're doing. Our community is one of the best communities in the state when it comes to supporting their school and then athletics on top of that. So, the big thing is come see us. Come be a part of what we're doing. One thing, too. Football Friday nights now, we're opening up a tailgating section. And so one thing about that is just it's going to be Scrubby's tailgate zone, because Scrubby Car Wash is kind of helping us as a sponsor to it. And so, but we're going to put it just kind of off just past the ticket booth. We'll have signs up for the little zone area and, come tailgate. The only restrictions we have is, no alcohol and just clean up your trash. Like we're going to have trash cans out there. So we just ask that, whenever people are done, clean up the trash and enjoy yourself. We want an atmosphere that everybody wants to be a part of. And so come do those things, come see us and be a part of what we're doing.
Aren't some games televised now? America's North Myrtle, wasn't it?
On TV, yeah. So right now, the one that we know for sure will be televised is West Florence. When we go to West Florence, that's going to be we got word not long ago, but it'll be a 7:05 kickoff, because that one will be on TV. And usually we've had a beach game on TV, but since North Myrtle and Myrtle are home games for us this year, I'm wondering if that might be why we weren't on one of those. But I do know West Florence will be a TV game for us. Yeah.
Well, Coach Boo, we want to thank you for your time. Do you have any shout outs?
Just shout out again to y'all. I love that this year is coming back. Cause I know we did the podcast last year, but, I've got a lot of great compliments on what y'all can do and what y'all are doing. So shout out there, and then shout out to my wife, because she's figured out last year that I'm not home a whole lot. And so she holds it down at the house. I got three girls, And so I got a 9, a 7, and a 1-year-old. And I'm going to tell y'all, my 1-year-old is crazy. Like, she just kind of gives you that look like, I'm going to do what I want, and y'all just going to have to handle it. And she just started walking, and so now she's trying to run, you know, and then those type of things. So shout out to my wife and family, because they, you know, they have to deal with me gone a lot, or just busy, even when I'm around. So I appreciate their support.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I am your host, Demaya Bishop.
Dr. Al.
Jazzy Frierson.
And we're out. Boom!